messages. It's like, why is that guy so bitter? And I started laughing. I'm like, well, I don't know. There's many reasons.
Mostly because you and I are pretty bitter off the air. And then I guess I didn't turn on my, hey, everybody, voice.
Possibly. Years ago, Max and I, Max would sit in the odd time with me. I would do a live to air from This Ain't Hollywood from C101. And then it turned into Indie 101. The show was called Faster and Louder. And it aired from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. every Friday. And I would spin songs. And then we would tell people to come down to the club, that sort of stuff. But we never did take the live feed off the stage because, you know, the fear
difficult
was
to do.
We just wanted to make sure that if we were going to put something over the airwaves, that it would be the best possible sounding mm-hmm. of the band live, not, you know, because there are off nights, things happen, and we weren't as technically strong as we are now.
No, not at all.
So the odd time, Maxie would sit in with me and we would like talk about music, blah blah blah, and we would interview people on the air, like, you know, people who come out to the shows, that sort of thing. But that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun doing that, yeah.
Well, it always gave you a reason to go out on a Friday, you know, even if it was nothing in particular, you just kind of ducked down.
Yeah.
You have your tall glasses of peach juice and vodka. Well, that was your thing?
Vodka and iced tea, but vodka, I don't think there was any vodka, and I think it was just iced tea.
Just iced tea.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then they would give me drink tickets, and I'd be like, I would just give them to like you or anyone else who was in the bar.
Also the reason why I used to come down.
Yeah, and whoever we would put on the guest list, tell them to come down, come check out some bands, that sort of thing. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, and on the other side of it, I did my CD, like two CD releases there. I did the rent party there. I did, tons of booking for guys like Tim Chason.
What a great artist, man. Tim Chason. I was so happy.
Yeah, now part of the East Pointers.
Yeah, man, like I still love the fact that you turned me on to that guy's music. He was like just prolific songwriter.
And just the sweetest, gentlest, blue-eyed soul you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're doing really well. The East Pointers are him and his cousin and another guy.
Yeah.
And they're pretty much touring the country in Europe and Australia right now. So.
Yeah, and he played with his family out of the East Coast of Canada, correct? That's how it all started.
The Chasins are a pretty big Celtic family.
It's funny that you mentioned that you did two CD release shows there. How many – you kind of think how many bands from this area have done a CD release show at This Ain't Hollywood? You know, just that whole kickoff, the excitement of being in the room and, you know, having all your friends and your family show up, that sort of stuff. It's always like a big deal.
It's the – for me, what's lost is the confidence to walk into the back room at any point.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the bit of that cellar vibe in the New York stand-up scene where you can just kind of – you know people are there. You always know somebody's there.
Yeah.
You can walk right in the back. You can hang out in the green room for a little bit and then hit the show.
Yeah, that was always a nice touch to the bar. I've never agreed with it to a certain extent. I always thought that should have been renovated into a kitchen and that they should have had food there, right? I forgot that you played drums at the Max Jelly wedding that happened a year ago now? Was it a year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Gravy Navy was hired to do that, and Matt Morrison was on the vocals for the whole thing. That was super fun. And it's just, it leads to this, all the weird stuff I've done in Hollywood, like the random TV interviews for CH.
Yeah.
Or Cable 14.
Oh, my God.
You know, like all the...
Dude, when you guys were doing, what was it, the breakfast one that you guys did and you had to be there for 6 in the morning for CH? Or was it 5?
Oh, yeah, that's CH Morning Live, yeah.
Yeah, and it was for charity. It was someone put on a charity event, and I remember waking up going, well, I said I'd watch.
Still one of the best interviews I think I did. I got a pretty solid laugh from the control room at the end of that guy. But no, just the amount of just weird stuff that Hollywood was able to kind of do for me and how great Lou had been the whole time. And, it's sad to see it go.
Well, you know what? Something after 11 years, no matter what, you kind of got to call it a day when the time is right. And I guess this was the timing was right for them. So that's
cool.
And
just how weird the future kind of looks in terms of all this stuff. You know, you get it. It's something... We'll come along. The new generation will find a new place.
Yep.
And Doors is always fun. I like going to Doors.
There you go. Look at you go. Yeah. Hey, tell me three great shows that you did aside from your CD release parties. There was the Tim Chason show. What other show did you really enjoy, if you can remember?
Oh, man. Put me on the spot at this point. You can edit all this humming and hawing out of it.
I edit nothing. Go.
Yeah, it shows. I think it's just, you know, kind of we ended up doing for the musician softball, we put together Ben Summer, Kirby, Deeps, and myself, and we had Dad Band,
right,
which was just, you know, a really awkward Ben playing lead guitar and trying to do his best and us trying to just have a lot of fun. You know, right. That was great. It's just so hard to tell. They all run together.
Okay.
Hey, this is Max Ray, and I just want to say thank you to all the staff, all the patrons, all the people who came through to see shows at This Ain't Hollywood. This truly is a gem that we are losing, but on to better days, and let's see how things go.
He told you your heart was pure. Well, I never offered a line. And he told you a world's brand new. Well, I never offered up mine. So he took you to see the sights. Well, I closed down for the night. Again.
so hard from the start.
No. back soon.
Boat gently down the stream. I think my heart.
Okay, so a cool band that I actually was just floored by. One night I was DJing at the scene, Hollywood has released another single called Nothing Ever Happens. The band's called Pleasure Craft. So it's coming out, I think, today. So I'm going to spin it. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to spin a bunch of Pleasure Craft. So you will hear Second Straight Lines, I'm Not the Person That You Say I Am, Fine, Back in the Game, and It's Not Real. All of this stuff from Pleasure Craft. Pleasure Craft for me is somewhere in between the Talking Heads from avant-garde new wave elements as well out of England, 1981 to like 86 era kind of vibe, but just super cool. So why don't we hear Nothing Ever Happens from Pleasure Craft right now on Steel City Music.
Don't ask why every To the people wearing t-shirts, go ahead, tell me why. I should try to let everybody know who I am. Maybe I could become another person if I get myself a haircut. I perform to my friends, to my love, to the people on the subway. Of another up and coming boy band, taking off all the clothes that you wore as a post-punk undercover. Maybe now you can find someone else who can make you feel authentic. Here's a face with a brand that'll give your thing another label. Take some more, you know we're only getting started. Myself in a solid object. Everyone that I meet is a model on an East Toronto billboard. Every night I'm alone in a room of about 2 million people, looking down from the mirror on the wall, trying to see if I'm still looking alright. Take some more, you know we're only getting started. Flawless style, make my body clean, set my face on fire. Only thing I need is that flawless style, make my body clean, set my face on fire.
To call, it's fine. I'll see you when you're home next time. I'll try not to trip you up when you are dancing. I don't wanna own you. Something more. Maybe you're too jaded. Maybe I'm too insecure. Don't wanna own you.
Only took me on for the big show. can't ever leave yourself. When the money comes, when the money comes, don't leave me shining here like a child, like an innocent. Sick taste in your mouth, and there's blood under your nails, but you keep holding on, 'cause you know it isn't over till I.
Closing out this hour of music, following Pleasurecraft, I was trying to think of what would be nice just to slide in there, having some of the same elements that we just heard, and possibly having the same vibe that I would love to see on the stage of this in Hollywood. I really would. So, two artists. You're going to hear Peter Schilling, Major Tom, Calling Home. And then, of course, the person that inspired that, the late, great David Bowie, Major Tom. There you go. That's a nice way to close out this hour here on Steel City Music.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on.
check ignition, and may God's love be with you. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on. 4, 3, 2, 1.
up, running perfect, starting to collect requested data. What will it affect when all is done? Thinks Major Tom. Back at ground control, there is a problem. Go to rockets full, not responding. Hello, Major Tom, are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on, we're standing by. There's no reply.
4, 3, 2, 1. A final message. Give my wife my love, then nothing more. Far beneath the ship, the world is mourning. They don't realize he's alive. No one understands, but Major Tom sees. Now the light commands. This is my home. I'm coming.
CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Move, move, move. Cut.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
Hey folks, welcome to the show, Steel City Music, and on the line with you right now is a friend of mine and yours. If you ever graced the doors of this scene, Hollywood, and you walked up to the bar and you looked around, he immediately said hello and said, what would you like to order? And if you said a beer, he probably wanted to put his own fingers in your eyes. It's Hot Carl from the scene, Hollywood.
Or better, hi, everybody.
Yet, or better yet, known on Facebook as Ted Farfugan, who, for some strange reason, thought that... put it down as my relation as my mom or my dad.
Hmm?
You wrote that you were my mom or my dad on Facebook.
What?
In your Facebook profile. In your Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It used to I didn't know that.
All the time.
Oh, that's interesting. Are we family?
I didn't know. I looked at it and went, that's actually pretty funny. I like that. Unless I left my laptop open and someone else did it to me and like went into my profile. But maybe I should double check before I accuse you of being a family member.
Yeah, I don't think that was on my end, but I say we keep it.
Well, I've never changed it. I think it's funny, you know. Like, what the hell?
I'm going to have to check that out.
Hey, so yesterday we were yapping really quickly. We were trying to hitch up yesterday, but apparently you were doing some sort of like a vignette or a testimonial to Amon Crummins' tribute.
Yeah, we were doing some short videos that they'll be playing when they do the Amon's tribute. Is it sometime next month? Yes, I think so. I think it's in July, or I forget the exact date. But yeah, we always did the tribute to Amontz after he passed away. Well, his family puts it together, and they're just so lovely, you know. And the money raised goes to cancer research, and yeah, it's always a wonderful event. Yeah. Like I said, they are such wonderful people, and yeah, so whatever we could do to help and yeah, put together something for them. Yeah, yeah. So I mean, he was such an awesome dude and a friend and such a lover of music and the roller derby and like anything that was interesting and fun. He was, you know, you knew it was a good show when you saw Amontz in the room, and